Hello, my handsome boy. Did you miss mommy? Well, if you must know, I was at the clinic getting an ultrasound. Settle down, baby. I have some exciting news. Yes, besides the fact that I'm pregnant. I'm pregnant with twins. That's right, baby. Right now in your mom's belly are two beautiful, healthy baby girls. Why didn't I take you? Well, you had work and I couldn't exactly reschedule the appointment after waiting for months, so I called up my sister. She was a bit annoyed I asked her for help on her day off, but frankly, that's her fault for being such a workaholic. It's not like she has kids to take care of or anything. She took me to the clinic, and they told me I had a pair of twins in me. I kind of guessed that would be the case. Having twins kind of runs in our family, with the exception of you, of course. And my belly is quite a bit bigger than it was when I was pregnant with you. I mean, look at me. I'm massive. My tits are so big and full of milk. And they're so sensitive. I'm so big I can't even reach down and rub my own clit. Speaking of which, could you help me, baby? Could you rub mommy's pussy just a bit? I've been aching for it all day. Oh, thank you, baby. Mommy has been so worked up lately because of this belly of mine. The hormones drive me crazy, but there's so much more to it. These babies kick so much. And you can actually see them moving around since all of my shirts are tight-fitting these days. I never got that experience when I was pregnant with you. It's just kind of uncomfortable, but it's also just so entrancing. Watching them move around and squirm just under my skin, rubbing my belly and try to calm them down. I'll sit around for hours watching my son's babies moving inside me, and I love it. Son, almost every time I look down at my growing belly, I remember the night you made me this way. I remember struggling against you as you pinned me down, your cock slowly sliding back inside the hole you came from. I remember begging you to stop, telling you it's wrong, that we're mother and son, and that I was ovulating. You got so much rougher after hearing that. I remember tearing up from the pain as your cock bashed against my cervix like a battering ram. I remember thinking, is he trying to force himself back inside my womb? I remember coming on your cock as you blew your hot, incestuous load right up against my cervix. A few weeks later, we found out that a small part of you actually did get back inside my womb. And now here we are. Every day when we meet up at home, you wrap your arms around me, start rubbing my belly, give me a kiss on the forehead and call me a good girl. I end up melting in your arms every time. Speaking of which, I think you forgot something. I love you so much, sweetie. Thank you for raping these babies into mommy. I've never been happier in my entire life. Yeah, technically it wasn't rape, but just because I'm your breeding slave doesn't mean no. Besides, it's so much hotter to say that my son raped me. Don't you think, baby? I thought so. Babies are kicking like crazy. I'm guessing they recognize their daddy. Brother? Yeah, we're gonna have to tell everyone they're your siblings. I know it sucks, but we have to keep it a secret. Plus, I'm not going to let anyone call me grandma until my hair's white. Oh, I also had a fun time at the clinic. Your aunt and I were in the waiting room. She's so shy. We hadn't seen each other for a while, and I wasn't nearly as big as I am now. She was laser-focused on my stomach. She would almost constantly stare whenever the baby started moving, and there were a few times I caught her rubbing her own stomach while watching me. I think she was jealous of me. We're twins, so she was basically looking at a slightly thicker, heavily pregnant version of herself. No wonder she was fascinated. She's never had kids of her own, or even a husband. Where was I? Oh, yeah, the clinic. Eventually, I got tired of her staring and simply asked if she wanted to touch me. She pretended she didn't, but once I grabbed her and slowly started rubbing her hand on my tummy, she was mesmerized. She even started rubbing her own belly openly. She was probably wondering how it would feel to have something growing inside her. She didn't take her hand off my belly until the nurse let us know it was our turn. It was so adorable. Here's this big shot business lady getting all flustered while rubbing her pregnant sister's belly. It was so cute how she pretended she's not jealous. I wonder how she would react if I told her that the babies in my belly came from my own son. I think she'd just ask if she could come over to talk about family planning. I can't say I blame her. I absolutely love being like this. A heavily pregnant slave to my own son. It's amazing. You want me on my knees, sweetie? Has mommy gotten you all worked up? All right. Help me kneel for you. I'm a little weighed down in case you can't tell. Oh my. Look how hard you are, sweetie. Did mommy get you like this? Good. Come on, let's get that cock out. Looks so uncomfortable in those jeans. You're gonna have to come to my side to get around the big belly you gave me. I love your cock, sweetie. It's the perfect size for me. It always spurts out so much cream. You like looking down at mommy's full belly? Do you feel proud of what you've done to your mother? How proud are you, baby? Really? You want to knock me up again once these babies are out? Well, I don't really want that, son. But I'm just your inbred sex slave, so it really doesn't matter what I want. If you wanted to, son, you could force me to take fertility drugs so I get pregnant with more than two babies next time. Maybe give me triplets, even quadruplets. Maybe you force the pill in my mouth and make me wash it down with your cum. Would you like that, baby? Forcing cum and drugs down your mommy's throat at the same time? You want to turn mommy into your empty-headed baby factory? I'll be honest, sweetie. Sometimes I have dreams about that, but it's a bit darker. Sometimes I have a dream where I give birth, and then, as soon as the baby is out of the room, you start fucking me right there on the operating table, determined to fill me back up. As hot as that sounds, we obviously won't be able to do it. I'm going to need at least a few weeks to recover after the babies come. It's kind of sad. You've been able to use at least one of my holes every single day since you started raping me last year. Seems a shame to have that streak break. Although, it doesn't necessarily have to. Well, sweetie, you know I'd never really condone the idea of you having sex with another woman. But I might be able to make an exception for family. I mean, does it really count as fucking another woman if you're doing it with my twin sister? I wouldn't have thought of this before today, but after seeing how envious your auntie was when she saw me, I'm sure she'd be ecstatic to have a baby or two in her. Or maybe we tie her up and give her the fertility pills and make her our personal empty-headed baby factory. Maybe we'll wash the pills down with my breast milk as well as your cum. She's going to need a nice balanced diet if we're going to keep her here. Can you imagine it, son? Your auntie bound up as your mom helps you force a baby into her. It's for her own good, really. She lives all alone in that big house of hers. I'm sure she'd love to have a loving husband and sister wife around, as well as a few kids, even if she has to learn to love it. God, you really shouldn't have fucked me, baby. Look what you've done to me. I used to be such a good, wholesome mother. I used to spank you whenever you didn't dress up for church. Now look at me, on my knees, pregnant with my own son's rape babies, sucking his cock while he squeezed my tits and fantasize about watching him rape, breed, and enslave my sister. You've totally corrupted your mother, son. All I think about is how I can please you. Please, baby, punish mommy. I need you to punish me with this wonderful cock of yours. Please, sweet. Thank you, sweetie. Mommy really needed to be punished. It felt so good. I probably would have came right there if I could still rub my own clit. You want to help me finish, sweetie? All right, baby. How do you want to do it? Lying down on my back? Do you like that position because mommy can't get up on her own? You like it when mommy is helpless? I figured. You want mommy to pretend she doesn't want it? Do you want to take advantage of your mom's big pregnant belly? All right, baby. Let me sit on the bed first. I'll play innocent, and you put me in my place. Oh, no, sweetie. Even though we've been having sex for months and I'm currently pregnant with your baby, it just occurred to me. Incest is wrong. I know, baby. You'd think this would occur to me sooner, but I'm glad I finally realized that it's wrong to be my own son's breeding slave. Well, now that you realize this, I'm sure we can go right back to being a normal mom and son. Sweetie, why would you push mommy onto the bed? I told you we are done having sex. Baby, no. Don't roll up mommy's skirt. I don't care if I'm not wearing panties. You shouldn't see that part of mommy. Oh my gosh. Son, what are you doing down there? I can't see past this big belly you gave me. Oh my goodness, no. Get your mouth off that. That's the hole you came from. Baby, you shouldn't be doing this. Mommy loves you, but this isn't right. Please. Please, honey. Mommy doesn't want you going down on her. You'll stop? Oh, thank you, baby. Don't worry. Mommy forgives you. Now, just help me up, and we'll forget all about... What are you doing, baby? What are you rubbing up against me? Is that... Oh my gosh. No! Baby, please stop rubbing your penis on mommy's hole. That's wrong. Sweetie, if you stick your penis inside me, we can't go back. You'll have raped your mother. Do you really want to rape your mommy? Oh my gosh. My son is raping me. This is so wrong. Stop it, baby. You're stretching the hole you came from. Mothers and sons shouldn't do this. Why does it feel so good? Oh, sweetie, please pull out. Mommy won't be able to handle it if you explode inside her. Oh, please don't come in me. You'll make me come too. No, please don't. Please. Fuck, baby. That felt good. Thanks. I really needed that. Help me roll onto my side. I want to cuddle for a bit. Hey, baby. I know we say a lot of things during sex that we don't mean, especially when role-playing. But I want to say that if you actually want to get your aunt involved with this, I definitely support you. I really do believe she'd be 100 times happier if she actually had a loving family. I don't see why she can't join ours. Plus, if we had her level of income coming in, we really could afford as many kids as we want. It's just a fantasy. Well, in that case, I assume the massive erection you have buried in my ass cheeks is about something totally unrelated. We'll talk about it later.